the business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
So welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. In studio with us is the Executive Vice President of Talent Development. We'll get into exactly what that means in just a moment. For the Greater Des Moines Partnership, Mary Bontrager, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here again.
Welcome, Michael. Always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So what is talent development? What does that mean? Are you like the HR person for the partnership?
No. So talent development, our area of work is about attracting talent to our community, providing the environment that people want to stay, and areas such as looking at our future talent pipeline. So our connection to education, early childhood through lifelong learning, and then again about this environment that's changing in the face of how we look. So from an inclusive perspective, our global talent network, all of the things that we have great economic growth going in this community, but without the right talent, companies can't grow.
Yeah, right. I have a story for you.
I love a good story.
This is a story. I shared this with Jay Byers. Well, I think we were in D.C. together last month and earlier this month, rather. And here's a story about a woman who was living in Montana. Did I tell you this story?
No.
This is fabulous. A woman was living in Montana, and she was married to a police officer, as I understand it. And they divorced, and she was researching places to go live. And she tells me this story, and she says, you know, Michael, she said, I didn't know anything about Iowa. I didn't know anything about Des Moines, but I was looking all over the place for recommendations for a person in their mid-30s. Where could I go? And Des Moines consistently popped up in the search results as being number one for this, number four for this, number one for this, number two for that. And she said, I made the decision to move to Des Moines, Iowa, based solely on that. I had no idea what the city was like. Yeah.
Michael, that is so true. And in today's world, people are really looking for a sense of place and a sense of community that fits them. And so job might come second. Community comes first.
Uh-huh.
And that's really what we're here to talk about is how does our community, those that live here today, feel about
how do we stack up?
How do we stack up from their perspective? And then that gives us a wonderful story to also go out and share with others, because it is, you want to know, how do those people who live in those communities really feel about that community?
Well, one of the things that we talk about lots of the time is about how the national media spends all of these accolades on the Des Moines Metro and say, great place to live, great place to raise a family, great place to start a business. But that's really nice. But what do our people think?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And that's really incredibly important. So let's see. Tomorrow is the 1st of June.
That is,
and at the end of the 1st of June, this project ends.
The survey will close, so we need people to act today.
So this survey, ladies and gentlemen, is what they call the Human Capital Survey. I've taken it now every time that it's been out. It's a fascinating review of where you live, where you work, how you get around, how involved you are in the community. Is the community a welcoming, opening place? Do you feel as though that you're appreciated wherever it is that you're at? About right?
That's correct. We really want to know all of those things. We want to know, do people feel they can reach their full potential here? Mm. Are they living healthy lifestyles according to their definition of healthy living? And are we, as a community, providing the amenities that are important to those who currently reside here? And the woman in Montana who's researching and saying, is this the right community for me?
Mary Bontrager, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Human Capital Survey, and we need to make this very clear. You do not have to live in Des Moines to take this survey. This is available to folks living and working in the Des Moines Metro, and that's among, what, 23 different chambers?
It is, and the survey itself is really looking at a 50-mile radius of the heart of downtown. So, you have an option to provide us with the zip code where you live, and we want to know the zip code where you work as well. And if we don't have it listed, you can provide just it to us.
Provide it. We were just talking with Mary Sayer, who's the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. And she lives in Boone, for example, but she works in Des Moines, so she could take the survey.
Absolutely. We want her to take the survey.
We want her to take the survey. Well, so those of you in Boone and in Perry and in West Des Moines and Waukee and, Bondurant and Pleasant Hill,
Pella,
and Newton.
Grinnell,
yeah,
all
of you folks that are out there. And you do not have to be a member of the Chamber of Commerce to do this. All you have to do is live and work in the greater Des Moines metro, a 50-mile radius, as Mary said. And so then what happens with all of this data that you're going to collect from all these thousands of people that utilize this?
So we partner on this project with the Robert D. Ray Center here in Des Moines, and then an organization that they're involved with called Institute for Ethics and Excellence.
A great organization, that is.
Absolutely. And so they actually compile the data for us. So once we get the full compilation of the data, we can really slice and dice that in a variety of ways. We can look at age demographics, we can look at geographic areas, we can look at industries, we can mix and match all of the above, so that we can hone in and say, do we have an issue with the 25 to 35 year olds? Perhaps they're rating us a little low in their voting patterns. So maybe that's an age demographic that we want to really reach out and encourage them in that civic enjoyment that we have here in voting. I'm not saying that they don't, but that's a potential example that might surface.
Or they may, or someone may have an issue with transportation or housing or access to government leaders or anything like that. And so what we want to make clear, ladies and gentlemen, is you don't have to be, although we like it, you don't have to be in love with the Des Moines. You may see things that are troubling.
That's important to us.
We need
that feedback. And the other piece of this is, you mentioned our 23 affiliate chambers in the region. We provide a report specific to those chambers of those who designate that they live in those communities and or work in those communities. So those specific communities then have a report that is their own that they can look at, and they might have something that's very specific to them that is maybe a very high rating or maybe a rating that they look at and say, that's something we might want to work on. And in many cases, too, the responses can prove to be a validation of the dollars we're investing. So as an example, we all know the dollars that have been invested in our wonderful state-of-the-art trail system here in central Iowa. Well, at our last survey, just under 90% of the respondents, of over 4,000 respondents, said they regularly use our parks and recreational trails. So we know those dollars that we've invested are being used and obviously valued by those who live here.
And I would suspect then, that's a great point, because I would suspect then, this survey could go, which is a comprehensive survey in and of itself, goes to civic leaders and government officials and say, hey, you know, before you cut back on parks and recreation here in the metro, take a look at this survey. 90% of the people, they utilize this stuff.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. And the one thing we do really want to stress with this survey is, keep in mind, this is how you feel about our community, and I say that as a region, and certainly how you feel about your own community. You know, we recognize these are times where people are concerned nationally on certain issues and areas, and so this is not how you feel about the national environment.
This is local.
This is local. This is about us.
Good point. I was listening to Sean Spicer on the way in here, as a matter of fact, talking about words and things. It was very interesting. So this is all about your local community, ladies and gentlemen. And today I had a conversation with a woman who lives in Atlantic, okay? But she opened up a business in Waukee. Bam. She's in. She ought to be doing this, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, see? So if you live and work in the metro, and even if you're not that much involved in what's going on, if you're listening to this broadcast, we will have, by the way, links directly to this survey from the radio blog. So all you have to do is, you know, you read the stuff and you see the blog, and bang, click on that, and then you go directly to the survey. And it takes 10, 12. It took me about 12 minutes because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm partial and I just love everything.
Or if they're right now on Facebook, they can go to facebook.com/DSM Partnership, and the link is there as well.
There you go. Mary Brontrager, ladies and gentlemen, the Executive Vice President of Talent Development for the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Thanks for doing this. You did survive along with so many, over 200 of us that came back from Washington, D.C. That's such a marvelous trip.
It is. It's a great trip. And you talk about community. That is really, that's a community representation of all of us that we take to Washington, D.C. and share collectively and collaboratively. Again, what is important to us here in Central Iowa?
We just, as a matter of fact, we have news about the partnership today. We just did it prior to you coming in about a change of leadership over at Wells Fargo. So you're going to be losing some leadership from the partnership.
And we're losing a leader who fell in love with this community
Pearson,
a very short time.
Yeah. And before I let you go, because this is very important, I was visiting. I had lunch with my brother yesterday. So this is a very typical response when I tell people, about 215, 220 of us went to Washington, D.C., spent 3 days listening, learning, and lobbying about the Greater Des Moines Metro. And he looked at me and goes, why would you do that? Why would you go from Des Moines to D.C.? Why not have those people come here? And the answer to that is those people aren't here, right?
Well, they certainly have daily representation here, and when they are here, they're listening to us here as well. It's great to go to Washington, D.C., again, as this wonderful collective voice and so forth. But I think one of the strong messages, too, that we heard in D.C. was we really have to act regionally and have a regional voice. So there are things we can control. What goes on in our region that we don't need the federal government to tell us how to do things. And this survey is just a prime example of how we take community input and then we react and act upon.
There you go. It's Mary Brontrager, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the survey. It's called the Human Capital Survey, a little side note there into D.C. and the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the 38th, by the way, trip that you folks have made over there, and it has borne fruit in the past.
It certainly has, and we thank all of those, such as yourself, Michael, who join us and carry that voice.
Great adventure. We really did enjoy it. All right, we've got to step aside because we've got the markets coming up. Check out what happened today on Wall Street. We looked a little bit ago, and the Dow was down, the NASDAQ was down, the S&P 500 was down. Investors are becoming a little bit more cautious. Are we overvaluing the stocks? What happened and why? When we come back on the Business News Hour. I close my